Our first lesson this morning comes from the Old Testament prophet Jeremiah. And I want to just mention that this has been a scripture passage that the session has been working with for the last several years in our retreats. And so I invite you as I read, to listen for how, what connections that you, if you think about our journey over the last several years, what connections this passage might have with it. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all of the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jeconiah and the queen mother, the court officials, the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the artisans and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elasa, son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, son of Hilkiah, whom King Zedekiah of Judah sent to Babylon to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. It said, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope."
Our second lesson comes from a very familiar part of the second chapter of Acts. Listen for the word of God. "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many signs and wonders were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So I've been reflecting on time recently, or at least my perception of it, how fast kids grow up, but how long a traffic light seems. How hard it is to remember what I did last week, or when that thing that I do remember actually happened. Thank goodness Facebook likes to remind me where I was a year ago or 5 years ago. We have been on a journey of discernment, investment, and implementation since 2018, building the future capacity of this faith community. So today we'll be reflecting on that journey and exploring how we live into our new capabilities. The planning and dreaming for the Capital Campaign started in 2018 with the Ministry Development Team, a small team that conducted interviews with commissions, small groups, and individuals to discover the dreams and goals people had for FPCY in the future. That work led to the colorful construct on the back cover of your bulletin. If you could turn to that, please, while we look again at the passage from the second chapter of Acts. "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So, they worshiped, learned, met together, and served the needy, financed by their pooled resources. These are the same pillars that you see on our sketch. The adjectives on the pillars are important. It's not that we just accidentally run into one another for fellowship. We intentionally create events and situations where we can build relationships together. Not just coffee hour, although we do love our coffee and goodies. It's packing bags, cooking for Jan Peek, singing in the choir, weeding and watering in the garden, setting up or cleaning up for an event. These all give us a chance to be together and to build relationships. We recognize that learning, especially about faith, doesn't end after eighth grade. And we don't just write a check and call it mission. I will admit that initially I struggled with this idea of transformational mission, the idea that doing mission should transform us as well as those we help. But look at the journey this church has been on in terms of hunger, action, and advocacy, based in the way that Pantry has transformed our understanding of our neighborhood. And if the Lord added to their number daily, then the early church must have welcomed those new people, embraced them, showed them radical hospitality. The recognition of God's welcoming and loving each of us and all of us beyond our imagining or deserving, demanding that we should welcome and love all people and model his compassion. This love and compassion, which you see on the steeple in your little sketch, infuses all that we do. And the early church didn't treat this like a hobby. They devoted themselves to these works and activities and to that sense of common purpose and commitment that set them apart from the society around them. So these colored ministry pillars helped us to organize our goals, our dreams, and the changes to enable them, goals that needed the capital campaign to come to life. Now, many churches run a capital campaign just to fix the roof. But ours was grounded in and inspired by specific ministry goals. Mind you, we did fix the roof. But it was in order to be able to install solar panels as a visible sign of our commitment to being green, right on the front of the building. We reorganized our internal spaces to create dedicated spaces for music, for Sunday school, and for the community groups that use our building. We vastly improved our technical ability to reach outside our walls with worship. We updated the kitchen to enable us to cook together for ourselves and for others, and as fellowship. So while it's easy to get caught up in the what of the last 5 years, it's the why that makes all the difference in how we got here, and most of all, in where we're going. I'll be honest, between the ministry development work and the campaign project management team, this would have been a long journey, even without a pandemic in the middle of it. At many points, it was tempting to wonder why were we doing all this work, spending all this money, making all this dust and debris. It was tempting to give in to nostalgia for our pre-pandemic existence, including, let's just leave everything the way it was so that we can return to that world. Change is hard at the best of times. The Israelites in exile in Babylon had the same issue as we see in the letter Jeremiah sent them, the message that God had for them. Don't worry, I am not going to read the whole thing. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city in which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you will too. The Lord says, when 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So in other words, live in the moment, build for the future, and trust God. We began this campaign with the slogan, grounded in gratitude, forward in faith. It turned out to be profoundly appropriate. We have done so much through the generosity of the congregation, generosity of spirit, of talent, and of giving. And we have moved forward in faith. We have built out capacity to help us grow, to change, to be a force for good in our neighborhood, and to build our own community. I have learned so much about the depth of the love and the talent in this place. Talents that allowed us to do the research necessary to fix the root cause of our sanctuary paint problems, rather than slapping another coat of soon-to-peel paint on the outside. I have learned about the importance of the love we show to all who enter our doors, or our website, or our stream, or drive past in the pantry. The past 5 years have shown me that this church is more than doctrine. It is the people, the relationships, the impact we have on one another that serves as a shield against the negativity of the world around us. This is our calling, to be devoted to one another and to all God's creation, and to work together for good. Now, you have a little handout inside your bulletin that talks about the campaign. There are posters in the gathering space. There'll be slides and more discussion at lunch to celebrate the details of what we've done since 2018. Our buildings have been transformed. Now the work begins to live into those new capabilities. When the campaign started, we used the tagline, God, what would you do through me? It's still the pertinent question. How in 2023 can we emulate the early church in our collective worship, learning, fellowship, stewardship, and mission, and in being radically welcoming to everyone we meet, whether in person or online? I am so excited about our potential and so curious to see what happens next. I urge you to get involved in something new. Come cook a meal. Host a coffee hour. Learn to play bells. Water the gardens. Take or teach a class. Share your new ideas of things we could be doing. Thank you for your hard work in getting us to this celebration. But this is not the destination. This is our launching point to grow deeper, wider, closer to God, to one another, and to the world around us. Amen.